Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The Word of God we consider this morning is recorded in Luke's Gospel, the 19th chapter, beginning with the first verse. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. A man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was wealthy. He wanted to see who Jesus was, but being a short man, he could not, because of the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree to see him, since Jesus was coming that way. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today." So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. All the people saw this and began to mutter, "He has gone to be the guest of a sinner." But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, "Look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor, and if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount." Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save what was lost." This is the text. The young mother sat with her son on the couch. It was an ordinary South Dakota farmhouse, and the lad was 5 or 6, and his mother was telling him the story of the lost sheep. She placed it in a South Dakota setting, so she would have less to explain about sheep following a shepherd single file and other things having to do with Jewish culture in the first century. And so she pictured the great pasture, much like the one on their ranch, how it was all fenced in, but this one sheep found a hole way in the back. And out beyond the hole, the breaks of the North Grand River. "I've seen that, those breaks. Looks like the place where God dumped the leftovers when he was done with creation. All slip-slidey in one direction and the other." And so the rancher realizes when he counts the sheep that he had better get going, or he's not going to have 100, he will only have 99. And he sets out. And about then, the little boy starts pulling at his mother's skirt. He says, "Mom, Mom." Clearly he has a question for her, but she wants him to wait until he's heard the whole account. And so she goes on, how the rancher searches for the wandering sheep in ravines and crevasses, in places where the rocks have tumbled down and where a sheep might catch a paw or a neck and so be easy prey for the coyotes. "Mom, Mom." He still has his question. But she gives him a look, and he knows he's going to have to wait till the end of the story. And she describes how the rancher finds the sheep, pulls him up from where he is caught, and comes back with the sheep sitting right on the seat next to him in the little truck. And how happy he is to put the sheep back with the others. And now every hand he meets, he tells, "I found the lost one." And his wife rejoices with him. And then the young mother explains to Cody how this is the good shepherd. This is Jesus. He found you. He rescued you by his living and by his dying. He made you his own dear sheep. And your mother and father too. And finally, she pauses long enough, and he knows this is the time, and he asks his question. "Did they fix the hole in the fence?" And his mother assures him, yes, it was fixed. As he goes back outside to play. He can just see it happening, too. And we do also. The old green pickup lumbering across the grassy meadow, bumping and rattling as it goes, until finally it gets way in the back there by the fence and pulls to a stop. And this little man, not very tall at all, he clambers from the cab and he goes around the back and he pulls his tools from the bed of the truck and he sets at work with practiced hand. He's done this before with pliers and wire. Soon he has the hole fixed up. We've seen this short fellow somewhere before. Look at the side of the truck. It says Zacchaeus and son Luke. No. It says Zacchaeus, son of Abraham. Luke 19:10. Not the whole verse written out, the reference. So you could go look it up. And we do, and we have, and we heard it. Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save what was lost." Zacchaeus knew about holes and fences, because he had been the wandering sheep, lost in his own pursuit of riches, chasing after the false god of mammon, in danger of being lost for all eternity. But Jesus came to Jericho. Jesus came to Zacchaeus' house, invited himself in, he did, and entered right into Zacchaeus' heart. He who came to seek came to save, and the lost one was restored. Restored to the people of God, a believer, a son of Abraham. And so the Son of God claimed his rightful place in the heart of Zacchaeus. Jesus fixed the hole in Zacchaeus' heart. He filled it with his redeeming love, his righteousness, and his forgiveness. All the wealth that Zacchaeus could amass couldn't fill that hole. No more chasing after money. No more wandering in the wilderness of greed. No more stealing, defrauding, cheating, piling up. Jesus' love gave Zacchaeus a whole new life, a whole new way of living. Not only did Zacchaeus proceed to repay what he had stolen, in fact, he went way beyond that, and he had stolen plenty under cover of tax collecting. Not only did Zacchaeus start using his wealth to help the poor in a big way, but Zacchaeus did these things publicly and openly. Jesus himself tells us why. Because the Savior had come to him. Because he was truly a son of Abraham now, through faith. Because the Son of Man had sought and found this poor, lost sinner, and worked repentance and faith in his heart. Now, some might say, it's still Zacchaeus. He still wants to be the one in the front. He still wants to be the one that it's all about. But that's not what Jesus says, does he? He says this is all about his faith. And the way of faith, the way, the path that Zacchaeus had taken by God's grace, glorified Jesus. And Jesus said so. But Zacchaeus knew that when Jesus came to his house, Jesus' reputation had taken a hit. He knew what people said about him. He knew how people thought about him, and he heard the muttering, too, as they walked along the road that led to his, shall we say, palatial dwelling. It wasn't one of the smaller ones. Christ's love made him want to do something about that. Made him want to say, look, look what he did for me. Look what a change he made in my life. This is why he came to stay at my house. Zacchaeus knew that many people saw his wealth and were tempted to follow his way, to follow the same false gods of greed and riches. That was a fence hole that needed mending. And that's what Zacchaeus was doing when he stood up and announced what a change Jesus had made in his whole attitude toward wealth and riches. He showed his repentance to all. And in faith, gave you away huge chunks that he had ferociously hoarded. No longer did his money describe his character. Jesus did. And his actions said, don't go the way I went. Don't do the evil I did. Look to Jesus instead. Now, what about you? Have you ever strayed from your shepherd's side, gone your own way because of something you wanted? Have you ever stolen money, test answers, time from God that he meant for something else? Did others see you doing it? Were you making a hole in the fence through which people would stray away from Jesus? Have you used your mouth to tear someone down? Fellow student, fellow worker, teacher, supervisor, family member? Have you broken laws or rules and involved others in doing the same thing, deliberately ignoring the fact that no matter whose law it is, it comes from the one who made law? Have you used foul language, cursed, sworn, and other people considered you a Christian? They heard you and what came from your mouth? You made fun of others instead of speaking up for them? Have you laughed at jokes that you should have reprimanded? Every one of these sins, and a lot more, has with it the possibility of making a hole in the fence, of leading somebody else away from Jesus into sin, into making what we want more important than what God says. So since Jesus has sought you out too, has brought you to repent of your sin, to hold fast to his forgiveness, because he covers your sin with his own righteousness, then you will want to, like Zacchaeus, do some fence mending, so nobody else will follow you where you wish you hadn't gone. You won't forget to fix the hole made in the fence. Now we're not just telling a story, are we? Now there are people to whom you may need to go and explain what you did and what a difference Jesus has made in your life. Don't do it because you have to. Do it for the same reason Zacchaeus did. Because you too are a son, a daughter of Abraham, the father of believers. You trust in Jesus for your sins forgiveness, and what a difference that makes in your life. And Jesus, your Savior, He considers this business of leading people away from Him and into sin very serious indeed. We couldn't leave this subject without listening to what He says. If anyone causes one of these little ones, those who believe in Me, to stumble, that is to be led into sin and away from Jesus, it would be better for them to have a large millstone hung around their neck and to be drowned in the depths of the sea. Woe to the world because of the things that cause people to stumble. Such things must come, but woe to the person through whom they come. So it is serious. But the strength we have to fix the holes comes from the righteousness of the very Son of God. And He covers our sins, every one of them, with His own blood. Did I mention that when I imagine Zacchaeus getting out of that green pickup and getting to work on the fence, he always has a broad grin on his face, a big smile, a smile of pure joy. And you can put the pure in capital letters, can't you? Now here's a funny. In Jericho, the name of Zacchaeus was laughed at. For what does Zacchaeus mean? Pure. Huh, that's a good one. And now, He is pure, cleansed by the blood of the very Son of God. He is pure, for the righteousness of Christ Himself belongs to Him. You too.